This is a podcast from the Angel News Network with author Joel Anastasi receiving a 2021 Christmas message from Archangel Uriel and other divine realms as channeled by Philip Elton Collins.
Greetings, beloved humans, being human. We come to you from the archangelic realm of Uriel with a host of higher realm entities with us as well. The other ascended beings are with us, the ascended masters, the full complement of the archangelic realm, and your inner earth civilizations, all of us leading the way. We come to you within the sweetness of this sacred season, the sweetness of this sacred season. The promise and the intention will be manifest upon this planet. The 12 star systems came together to create planet Earth to teach you the foundations of being love, to allow this to be a university of love. All of the tools that we have given you, we ask that they be applied at this time, if you so choose. Your spiritual DNA is completely protected no matter what is going on in your world, and there is no corporation, no government, no entity within your dense 3D reality which can interfere with the ascension of this particular planet. It is your promise. It is our intention. How and when you ascend will simply be up to you. The gifts that we are giving to you at this time, we of the elevated higher beings, is that at present, your entire planet is being seeded with fifth dimensional crystals all around your planet. These particular fifth dimensional crystals will continue to radiate the frequency of ascension to assist you within the process of moving into a higher elevated state of being, which is your divine destiny. Again, it will simply be up to you when and how you do this. Have no fear, which is the absence of love, and have no doubt, and have unknowing, that all that we speak of is true. Let it be a deep knowing within your heart of the reality of what you can create within this dense frequency in order to free yourself from it in your next incarnational cycles here, or if you so choose, to move into an elevated being, which we are in at this time. We of the ascended masters were once human. Many of the inner earth beings that are present at this time were once upon the surface of the earth. All of the other hosts of elevated beings have never been human, but we collectively create a council to support your being, a spiritual being, having a human experience. So as these fifth dimensional crystals have been seeded throughout and around your world, you will find them in certain portals, some that you've existed. You will find them in certain vortices that have ancient and powerful connections to the evolution of humanity itself. All of this is coming forthright and strongly through the Christ consciousness energy, which is your divine energy at this particular time. So know, in the sweetness of this season, in the loving of this season, in the oneness of this season, no matter what is happening in your outside world, release yourself from the folly and join we of the higher realms into a celebration of oneness. How may we help you at this time?
Good morning. Thank you all for joining us.
You're welcome, dear one.
It's wonderful to be reminded of the great support we are getting from the higher realms. This is indeed a sweet season. I've been listening to Christmas music, and the sweetness just permeates the whole atmosphere and my whole sense of being. So I'm certainly aware of that. And it's so important to hear the support that you're offering us. Because as you're well aware, there's a great deal of concern in our country about the fact that this great democracy of America is under assault and that the anti-democratic movement seems to be getting stronger. And for some peculiar reason, we seem to be feeling helpless. So it's wonderful to know that your support, to be reminded that your support is there, is always there, and apparently is even stronger. Tell us about the seeding of these fifth dimensional crystals.
As a result of some of the challenges that you are currently receiving and experiencing within the cleansing and the clearing of the wounded, dense aspects of being in the densest frequency within the universal plane, we felt it was appropriate at this particular season, through the Christ consciousness energy, to plant these fifth dimensional crystals around the planet in order to assist you, to give you an extra, in your vernacular, boost of awareness and consciousness that you are not alone, that you have never been alone, and that your destiny is to ascend to a higher plane of consciousness. That the planet is in the process of being and doing this with or without humanity, and those of you within the human format who choose to be a part of that are welcome and will be a part of it.
You all have taught us in the past that this coming together of humanity will not happen without a balancing of the feminine energy, and you've said that the youth have been prepared to be able to help also lead us forward. Are these energies somehow invigorating those two elements?
Exactly. Invigorating the concept of the law of balance, the concept of the law of giving and receiving. It is the time to balance and equate all of these wonderful universal equations and cosmic tools, yes.
Now, you referred to our using the tools in your introduction, and you just used the word again. Can you remind us, what tools are we talking about when we talk about using our tools?
They are endless. There have been tens of thousands of them given to you over the last decades. Whether it be understanding the relationship with self as a mirroring of understanding universal truth, that you have chosen to experience reality in this dense frequency through the relationship of self, self being a reflection of all that there is. The tools of the I Am Presence, of the violet flames, would be another. The thousands of teachings that have come from the archangelic realm of Michael within the personal process is another. The universal overview teaching of the archangelic realm of Gabriel, that volumes have been written and you have dedicated and contributed to that. The tool of understanding the perspective of the 3D experience in combination and reflection of the 5D experience and how they interact. The process of healing the wounded aspects of yourself, the relationship with the inner wounded child, and becoming the adult. The reality, the tool of being the divine being that you are. And understanding this is an internal aspect of you that can never die, never has, never will. All of these are the tools of the magnificence of who you truly are, of why you are experiencing, why you have chosen to experience what you have experienced. And the list, dear ones, goes on and on this holy season.
Of course, all those tools and all that knowing that you refer to is essential. One of the things you said that happened to resonate with what I was thinking in my own mind at the same time was how important it is in the face of the worrisome chatter that's going on about is our democracy going to survive the assaults going on, it's for us to recognize our power. You referred to our being divine, and recognizing that we are God experiencing itself is such a powerful idea.
And that idea needs to become reality. It needs to become not a belief, but a knowing and a wisdom. For what true knowing is applying it, and it becoming wisdom is the gap that needs to be filled.
I absolutely understand that completely. It may seem as though you've already addressed it, and I realize it's a complex question, but what are some simple things we can do to fill that gap, that understanding, to build that knowledge of who we really are?
To listen to the words and the teachings for the higher realms, which have come to you in some cases ad nauseum, and begin with the new energies coming into the earth and the new fifth-dimensional crystal seedings to really allow them to integrate and to become you, moving from the being to the doingness of that wisdom. Do you understand?
Yes, and as you're talking, I'm thinking it really can be very simple. We can simply calmly sit, meditate, and be with that knowledge.
And make a choice through your free will and choice, dear one. Simply make a choice. You have been given a free will because of the density that is here. If the density wasn't here, you wouldn't need the free will and choice because you would already be connected. Do you understand?
Yes.
So that is why it's here. So what you choose, you going backwards or standing in place, is a result of not necessarily making the most positive solution in that particular moment. So now you can make another choice if the choices you have made in the past are not creating the world and life you say you want.
So this is a perfect time of the year to make those choices, isn't it?
Anew.
Yes.
To make them anew and to understand what your free will and your choice really is. That is the gift to allow you to overcome the density that you have chosen to be in order to ascend and move from it and through it into your divine eternal position.
Archangel Michael, at the end of every year, always refers to releasing the old that does not serve us and opening to the new.
And ask yourself the question, whatever endeavors or belief systems that you might have that haven't completely moved into knowing, ask yourself, is this the best use of my energy within this lifetime, the allotted energy given to me in this lifetime, and is this serving my highest good and the highest good of others?
Those are perfect questions to be asking ourselves as we come into this end of this year, into the sweetness of the Christmas season, and as we look forward to the beginning of the new in 2022.
Could there be any more important, essential questions, dear ones?
So even though you've said so many wonderful things, I'm going to ask you to finish this sweet little conversation with something sweet and optimistic for us to look forward to for 2022.
No, you are not an aspect of what you may call God, which in reality are vast groups of higher realm entities coming together, that you are an aspect of them, and within your spiritual DNA, which no one can tamper with or touch, it is your divine right and destiny to return to the source from which you came and to be in service to that source in the most magnificent way imaginable.
Thank you.
You're welcome.